It was all the talk on many conservative websites, and now a Republican lawmaker from Virginia has joined in the controversy over the first Muslim American congressman and what holy book he will put his hand on when he takes the oath of office in January. Minnesota Democrat Keith Ellison plans to place his hand on the Quran, not the Bible, as part of the swearing-in ceremonies. And that is not sitting very well with some, including that congressman from Virginia. Joining us to talk about this is NPR political editor Ken Rudin. And Ken, this is Congressman Virgil Good. What is he saying?
Well, Virgil Good, first of all, he's a very conservative Democrat turned independent, turned Republican, who's a very strong opponent of illegal immigration. And he says that unless we curb illegal immigration, more Muslims will be coming to the country, more Muslims will be elected to Congress, and thus more Muslims will be taking the oath of office on the Quran, not the Bible, and that has to be stopped.
Okay, now, of course, Keith Ellison is not an immigrant.
Well, he's an immigrant from Detroit. Actually, he traces his American roots back to the 1700s.
What kind of reaction has there been back in his district in Minneapolis to his decision to use the Quran?
Well, of course, voters of the 5th District knew before the election that he was a Muslim. The Jewish community was overwhelmingly in favor of him. He won overwhelmingly in this big white district. He says he has received some death threats since he said he would, you know, use the Quran instead of the Bible. But the support back home is very positive.
Ken, let's clarify one thing. When members of Congress are sworn in, there is no holy book involved, right?
They all stand up. All newly members, elected members of Congress stand up. They raise their right hand. There is no holy book, Bible, Quran, or otherwise. Then in private ceremonies later, you could take ceremonial things with the Bible or the Quran or whatever you want.
And is there any precedent for anybody using anything other than the Bible?
Well, that's exactly it. Yes, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, a member of Congress, a Democrat from Florida, took the oath of office on a Hebrew Bible, the Tanakh. Gordon Smith, a Mormon member, senator from Oregon, he took his on a Book of Mormon prayers. So there is a precedent to do this before.
And is this issue getting traction outside of the people we mentioned, this congressman and the conservative websites?
Well, the conservatives have been on this theme for some time, since a Los Angeles radio host several weeks ago said this is un-American. But, you know, Keith Ellison has said over and over again, this is part of America, the part of the diversity that America represents.
Okay, Ken, thanks very much.
Thanks, Melissa.
Ken Rudin is NPR's political editor, and he writes the weekly Political Junkie column. You can find it at our website, npr.org.